Lord, we are all feeling and watching the division in the world between the dark kingdom and the kingdom of God grow wider and clearer almost every day. We pray that as your faithful ones keep their eyes on you alone, you will grant us the strength to continue to stand for truth and your kingdom, no matter what the world is doing. Amen. One of our prayer warriors received a word from the Lord just a little while ago. He first cited the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 11, as a scripture the Lord had given to him. Reading through these scriptures soon became a lesson to me of digging deeper than the first reading. I wasn't so familiar with the book of Chronicles that I remembered what was going on in Israel at that point with the wayward sons of Solomon. This chapter revolves around Rehoboam, who was king of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, and a war that was being decided on against his brother Jeroboam and the 10 tribes in the north of Israel. The essence of these scriptures is, a true prophet of the Lord was sent to Rehoboam to advise him not to war with his brother, but to go home, defend and supply the cities they controlled and dwelt in, and wait on the Lord. And all the true priests that had been living in the north soon left there, and came to dwell in Judah and Benjamin lands, leaving nothing in the northern part of Israel now but false priests who worship Satan and the demons behind the idols. The faithful priests then kept safe the lands of Rehoboam for yet another 3 years through their obedient worship of God and their prayers, just as David and Solomon had. There's a very interesting parallel between these scriptures and what the Lord had to say to us through this prayer warrior. Jesus began, "The dividing line between my faithful and the lost is growing sharper, clearer, and more defined. My faithful gather lost souls to me amid the civil strife and uproar to take their places in my agenda, my kingdom, my salvific plan for souls. This is a result of your prayers and offerings, my bride. In a similar way, Satan is gathering those faithful to him to take charge over his high places, his demon armies, and his idols. I want you all to fortify yourselves. What do I mean by this? Praise and worship, deep prayer and moderate fasting, reading the scriptures and holy books. Strengthen one another by sharing what you have learned from me with those around you who will receive it. Each and every one of you have learned from me. Each and every one of you have something from me to contribute to the kingdom. Be sure to share the living waters with your brethren. The servants of Satan cooperate with each other on the surface, but secretly undermine each other for greater position, and Satan encourages this behavior. Let it not be so among you. My people, I do not condone this kind of behavior, in deed or in thought. Repent, those of you who have taken it upon yourselves to undermine my vessels unto honor and each other. Repent and see to your own house. I know best how to deal with my servants. My faithful bride does not undermine one another, but edifies my body with fresh manna from my hand, honey from the rock, waters from the flint. Fortify yourselves, my people. Draw away from idols all inordinate preoccupations that steal your time with me. Television, entertainments, dinner parties and ice cream socials, summer cookouts and barbecues. Forsake all inordinate affections. Satan is counting on you being unprepared when he makes his move. Deal wisely. Seek my will and obey in all things. Now by this I am not talking about cutting out meaningful time with spouses, children, and family. I know what they need better than you do, and I will provide the time and opportunities for that. Only do not be consumed by it. Put me and my agenda first. My faithful priests and bishops, take your stands. Set your faces like flint, and your hearts to seek me, to pray and to lift up my body in intercession. I am your strong tower, your rock of refuge. I am the shield as your right hand, your banner and mighty fortress. The next 3 years will be critical. Beware the spirit of division among you and its auxiliaries. Anger, rancor, jealousy, discontent, a critical spirit, a controlling spirit, a spirit of self-will, which is rooted in pride, a religious spirit, spirits of fracture, and a party spirit. And then he gave this prayer warrior two different scriptures out of 1 Corinthians. The first one is Paul addresses divisions in the church. I urge you, my brothers and sisters, for the sake of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to agree to live in unity with one another, and put to rest any division that attempts to tear you apart. Be restored as one united body, living in perfect harmony. Form a consistent choreography among yourselves, having a common perspective with shared values. My dear brothers and sisters, I have a serious concern I need to bring up with you, for I have been informed by those of Chloe's house church that you have been destructively arguing among yourselves, and I need to bring this up because each of you is claiming loyalty to different preachers. Some are saying, I am a disciple of Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I am a disciple of Peter the Rock, and some, I only belong to Christ. But let me ask you, is Christ divided up into groups? Did I die on the cross for you? At your baptism, did you pledge yourselves to follow Paul? And then the second scriptures came out of 1 Corinthians as well. And it begins, a call to spiritual maturity. Brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I found it impossible to speak to you as those who are spiritually mature people, for you are still dominated by the mindset of the flesh. And because you are immature infants in Christ, I had to nurse you and feed you with milk, not with the solid food of more advanced teachings, because you weren't ready for it. In fact, you are still not ready to be fed solid food, for you are living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. Ask yourselves, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourselves with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? If so, this proves you are living your lives centered on yourselves, dominated by the mindset of the flesh, and behaving like unbelievers. For when you divide yourselves up into groups, a Paul group, an Apollo group, you're acting like people without the Spirit's influence. Who is Apollos, really? Or who is Paul? Aren't we both just servants through whom you believed our message? Aren't each of us doing the ministry the Lord has assigned to us? I was the one who planted the church, and Apollos came and cared for it, but it was God who caused it to grow. This means the one who plants is not anybody special, nor the one who waters, for God is the one who brings the supernatural growth. Now, the one who plants and the one who waters are equally important and on the same team, but each will be rewarded for his own work. We are co-workers with God, and you are God's cultivated garden, the house he is building. The Lord ended his words to this prayer warrior by saying, do not be attached to any of your possessions. Cling only to me. I am with you, and I love you. If you are weak, cry out to me. I will hear, and I will help you. May the Lord bless you today, dear heart dwellers.